The 2012-2013 TV season doesn't begin officially until September 24th, the day after the Emmy Awards are handed out on ABC. But NBC jumped the gun by sneak previewing two of its new comedies during the Olympics, and four other new series will have premiered before the season begins in earnest. Here's our TV critic David Bianculli's take on what he's seen so far.
Last year, the broadcast networks didn't do well at all when it came to new series development. We got ABC's Clever Once Upon a Time, which was about it for the fall crop, until mid-season perked things up with NBC's Smash. Otherwise, a year ago, all the exciting new fall series were on cable, thanks to Showtime's brilliant Homeland and FX's audacious American Horror Story. This fall, there are no new cable shows to steal the spotlight, but the broadcast networks don't seem interested in striving too hard either. And even when they've reached for the stars, they've put those stars in new shows that waste their talents. Of all the new programs premiering this fall on CBS, NBC, ABC, Fox, and the CW, there isn't one you have to add to your weekly viewing list. And while there are more than a handful which are entertaining enough to sample, there's only one that stands above the rest. More on that later. For the most part, the best the new TV shows can muster this year is hitting for average. They're good but not great, or shaky but promising. You may have seen one of these already, NBC's new Matthew Perry series, Go On. It's got a good cast and a solid premise, but it needs sharper writing. Three of the new dramas worth sampling are based on super high concepts asking viewers for an aggressively willing suspension of disbelief. The first one out of the box, NBC's Revolution on September 17th, the newest show from J.J. Abrams. This new show borrows a theme from James Burks's old Connection science series. What if all the power went off and never came back on? But by the time the pilot episode was over, if my TV's power had gone off, I wouldn't have cared much. 666 Park Avenue, premiering on ABC September 30th, leaves you with more of an appetite to see more. But that's only because it has Terry O'Quinn from Lost playing a role similar to Al Pacino's in the movie The Devil's Advocate. O'Quinn plays a powerful satanic figure holding court over a luxury apartment building in New York and manipulating the lives of those around him. It doesn't make much sense, even in its own pretend reality, but it's amusing. And while another ABC drama, Last Resort, can't be called amusing, it is intriguing. This show, which premieres September 27th, is about a U.S. nuclear submarine crew that ends up disobeying orders, threatening to attack the mainland, and considering setting up its own government on a remote island. And these are the good guys. All very implausible. But the submarine commander, played by the always commanding Andre Brower, makes it work. Even when he refuses a direct order to launch his missiles over the objections of some members of his own crew, because his underwater antenna is still picking up regular TV programming from the United States.
USS Colorado Command, this is National Command.
This is Captain Marcus Chaplin, USS Colorado. I have an authenticated fire order through the Antarctic Secondary Network, requesting confirmation of the order through the standard EAM network.
Captain, you have an authenticated fire order.
I'm aware of that. Now send it through the proper channel.
Why are we firing? It's a direct order, sir.
Captain, are you refusing the order?
Listen, whoever the hell you are, I don't have a declaration of war, and I see no reason for this order to come through a secondary channel, which we all know was designed only to be used in the event the DC command was wiped out. But I'm sitting here watching Hannah Montana, so I'm not going to annihilate 4.3 million Pakistanis without hearing directly from someone whose authority I recognize. Get me someone I can talk to. Colorado out.
I'll stay with Last Resort for a few episodes at least, just to watch Andre Brower. Other actors have me doing the same for a few other shows this fall, even ones with very familiar concepts. CBS's Vegas, premiering September 25th, is the standard early days of Las Vegas drama. But Dennis Quaid, in a role that's a mix of McCloud and Walking Tall, nails it. Another CBS drama, Elementary, is yet another modern variation on Sherlock Holmes. It's not even close to the brilliance of PBS's Sherlock or even the cleverness of CBS's The Mentalist. But it does have Johnny Lee Miller as Holmes, transplanted to today's New York, with Lucy Liu as a female Dr. Watson. And while NBC's Nashville is nothing but a country music all about Eve, it does have its moments. With Connie Britton from Friday Night Lights and American Horror Story as the reigning queen of country, and Hayden Panettiere from Heroes as her auto-tuned sexy young rival, it has to. Nashville premieres October 10th. Now for the best new show on broadcast TV. But remember, best, this fall, is graded on a curve. It's a new comedy drama from the CW about a brand new doctor at a tough Denver hospital. It's called Emily Owens, M.D., and it's basically Ally McBeal if she were a doctor instead of a lawyer. Same insecurities, same internal monologues, same goofy charm. This time, the lovably vulnerable title character is played by Mamie Gummer, who had an impressive recurring role as Nancy the shrewd young attorney on The Good Wife. Gummer, I should mention before playing this clip, is the daughter of Meryl Streep. As on The Good Wife, she acts so genuinely and winningly that she deserves to be judged and enjoyed on her own terms. In this scene from Emily Owens, M.D., she finally reveals to a longtime med school colleague how she really feels about it.
I like you. I've liked you since you cracked that chest and gross anatomy. You took out the heart and held it in your hands, and I remember thinking, that could be my heart. He may as well be holding my heart. And I was too shy to say anything, and then when we became friends, I didn't want to jeopardize the friendship, and I know that if I never said anything, then we'd always just be friends, and I don't want to be that shy girl always wishing that her life would turn out the way that I want it to. I have to make it turn out the way that I want it to, and what I want, what I really, really want, is you.
There's a good bit of Ally McBeal in her portrayal, and a little Meryl Streep as well. But there's a lot of Mamie Gummer, and she's a treat to watch. Emily Owens, M.D., doesn't premiere on the CW until October 16th, by which time, I'm sure, some of the new fall shows already will be history. How can the networks avoid this annual cycle of waste? One way, for starters, make better shows.
David Bianculli is founder and editor of the website TV Worth Watching and teaches TV and film history at Rowan University in New Jersey. You can download podcasts of our show on our website, freshair.npr.org, and you can follow us on Twitter at NPR Fresh Air and on Tumblr at nprfreshair.tumblr.com. Fresh Air's executive producer is Danny Miller. Our engineer is Audrey Bentham. Dorothy Farabee is our administrative assistant. Heidi Simon is doing our online media. Roberta Shurrock directs the show. WHYY's chief content officer is Christine Dempsey. I'm Terry Gross.